You know, we have many, many, many precious promises from the Lord. Wonderful promises that we have to keep in remembrance as we do this journey back into God's glory. See, we have to remember those things that the Lord has handed over to us. We have to remember why we walk this faith. Because as men, we forget things very easily. As men, we have easily sidetracked. We are easily carried away. Very easily carried away by events without, conditions without, and many forget the great promises of the Lord. John the Apostle says, be on your guard. See it. Then, so that you will not lose what we have worked for, but will receive your reward in full. Be on your guard. He's saying, be watchful, be on your guard, that you do not lose all that you have labored for, so that your labor will not be in vain, but that you will rather receive a full reward, what you've labored in. Many people labor and go halfway and abandon that work that God has called them to labor in. Many. They go halfway and abandon everything. Abandon the faith and go. And when you abandon the faith, you know what awaits you? Greater sorrow, greater pains, greater complications. Before you know it, you'll be crying out to the Lord to get you out of that situation. We have to remember the promises. Remember those days when you first heard the word of God, how you were zealous. Remember those days when you first received the Lord, how you were filled with joy, how you were illumined. How that you will always listen to the messages of God. How that you will always want to walk the works of God. How you were burning with zeal. You have to remember these things. Let us not forget these things. Let us not allow the things of this world to choke that good thing that the Lord has started in us. Praise God. God gave promises to Abraham, we all know. Promises of greatness. See, promises of blessings. God told Abraham, leave your family, your kindred, your peoples, and I will lead you to a land which you know not, and I will, you know, make you great. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make thy name great. That shall be a blessing. See, I will bless him that bless thee, and I will curse him that curses you. And in your seed, that is in thee, your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. At that point in time, the wife was barren, and God gave him that promise. In a situation that seemed impossible, God gave him that promise. Hallelujah. And of course, Abraham was filled with zeal at that moment. He packed his bag and luggage and he was on the move to, you know, to search out this promise. Praise God. Today when we receive that promise, that call of Abraham, because God never changes, God is calling his people today. And many of us have received this call. See, today you're not going to wake up and pack your luggage physically, but you are moving up spiritually into a higher dimension, into a new land, a spiritual land, a realm of abundance that God has reserved for those who love him. Amen. Praise God. So let us imagine Abraham, how many years he had to endure. I'm not saying that you have to endure, you know, 20 years or 30. I'm not telling you that. See, but the situations, trying situations around you at times, 1 year for you might even be like 100 years in the faith. So if you pass through certain situations, certain temptations, hallelujah. But Abraham was able to stand his ground because he had his ups and downs, but he was able to continue on to the very end to receive that promise. Hallelujah. God had promised Abraham that the seed, his seed, will be exceedingly fruitful. I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. Thy seed shall be in many waters. Thy seed shall conquer the gates of what? Of his enemies. Now, what is this seed that Abraham was to bring forth? Abraham was to bring forth a spiritual seed. Now we're talking prophetically here. We're speaking a prophetic language here. See, brethren, when you come into this dimension that the Lord is calling us into, we speak in new tongues. We speak with a language that is purely celestial. Praise God. Abraham and co walked in shadows, but today we receive the pure light, undiluted light of God. And we have a promise. And the promise is the bringing forth of that seed that goes forth to possess the gates of his enemies. We bring forth that seed in whom all the nations, through whom all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And that seed is none other than the Son of God. It's none other than Christ. This is the promise. Christ, the Son of God. Christ, him that sits upon the throne of David. Christ, whose kingdom shall never come to an end. A seed who is after an, you know, a life without end, eternal life. A seed whose father is God. A seed who is exceedingly fruitful. Now we know fruitfulness is not something that is seen by the men of this age who walk in the flesh. You cannot be fruitful as a man of the flesh, having that pure, undiluted peace, that joy that bubbles within you, that knows no limit, that joy, that gladness, those streams of living water. The man of the flesh cannot have it. It's impossible, because the man of the flesh is likened to a desert place. Say it. He's likened to a situation that is desolate, an arid land where there's no water. That is the man of the flesh. Oh yes, gather unto yourselves as you may wish. Go out to achieve what you want to achieve out there, thinking that you can bring some kind of satisfaction to your lives. I tell you, you will discover it will not work. Fruitfulness only comes by walking, or rather realizing, life in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, loving kindness, and everything. It flows naturally. You're not trying to say you're trying to be nice, you're trying to be good, trying to love. No, it flows for the man who is of the Spirit. And the man who is of the Spirit is Christ, isn't it? Christ is the spiritual man. That is the Son of God that you have heard of so often and so often and so often. Praise God. I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. This was the promise to Abraham. Hallelujah. Your seed shall what? Conquer the gates of his enemies. Now, what is the gates of the enemies? It's talking about the gates of death, the gates of hell, the gates of despair, pain, sorrow, poverty consciousness. Those things shall not prevail over the seed of God. Those things shall not prevail against the man of the Spirit. The man of the Spirit sits supreme, ruling and reigning over all. All his enemies under his feet. And what is the enemy of the man of the Spirit? Death. Death is the ultimate enemy to what? To be destroyed, to be defeated. And what is death? Death, in a simple definition, you cannot simply, death is separation from God. That is death. A sensation that you are what? Separate from God. That is death. Praise God. And of course we know he has come to destroy that thing called death. Hallelujah. So that every man can realize his part in God. Every man can realize his inheritance in God. Have you heard what Paul, John wrote? Said, him that was from the beginning, him that was in the bosom of the Father, in God. That is Christ. In God. In the bosom of God. In the heart of God. That is Christ. That is the seed of God that is promised to every man today who can hear the voice of truth and continue on in that, you know, regeneration. Continue on in this good doctrine that you have heard. Continue on in this promise. That is why Jesus Christ will always say things like, if you continue in my word, isn't it? You will know the truth, and the truth will what? Will set you free from the chains of hell and death, set you free from all those imaginary voices, those illusions, and all this hell and the stress and everything you have ever been through. The truth will set you free. But like Jesus Christ, as if you continue, if you persevere. Persevere, continue in the incorruptible word, in this revelation that you had. If you continue walking in the Spirit and not allowing evil to overcome you, but rather overcoming evil with good. Continue in the confession of the faith. Continue in the revelation that you've had. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Saying that you are going to know the truth. The truth is actually Christ. The truth is actually your true self. The way you are known of God. Praise God. The truth is that man of the spirit who is perfect and without guile. That is the truth. But there has to be perseverance, continuity. Continuity. There has to be ruggedness, determination. Praise God. Let us not be carried away by what Paul refers to at times as the deceitfulness of sin. The deceitfulness of what? Of sin. Why did he call it the deceitfulness of sin? Because sin in the first place is not a concept that originated from God. So anything that is deceitful is of what? Of the devil. And the devil is a what? Is a liar from the beginning. He has come to set us free from the lie of the devil, the deceiver, who goes about seeking to deceive and destroy. Now, when he deceives you, he puts upon you a sin consciousness. It's like a venom. Have you seen a cobra striking its prey? It puts upon you this sin consciousness that will eventually poison your whole system, dry up your whole system, suck out the life in you, and leave you stone dead. That's the deceitfulness of the devil, the deceitfulness of sin. It hardens the heart. The deceitfulness of sin, it causes you to feel that God has left you. You've committed your unpardonable sin, and this thing drives you away from God's presence. God does not drive any man from his presence. Rather, God's desire is to give every man his kingdom. But a sin consciousness drives you away from God's presence. I am unworthy. I am naked. It is no good. I can't make it. I've been trying for years, and it's no good. What haven't I done? I've tried to fast. I tried to do this. I tried to do that. And this habit keeps coming back. I'm no good. Let us eat and drink, and tomorrow we die. But you ought not be so. We should not be allowed the deceitfulness of sin harden our hearts and, cause us to withdraw from the good thing that God has called us into. Praise God. See, the devil goes about trying to deceive you. See, deceiving you. Anything that tells you that you are not one with God. Anything that tells you that God has left you. Anything that tells you that it's hopeless is the work of the devil. That is the voice of the deceiver. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Whether it be hell, whether it be conditions in the flesh, whether it be problems you go through, nothing ever separates you from the love of God. The separation from the love of God is only in your own imagination. And that imagination has to be cast down by the word of the Lord in this hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we should not allow, as you go on the way, allow the deceitfulness of sin take us. It's very, very important. We make a mistake along the way and somebody says it's no good. Consider the fact that all these apostles that wrote all these letters, they too had to go through temptation, diverse temptations. I tell you, Paul cannot write certain things like that he wrote about perseverance, things that he wrote about trials, temptations, if he himself was not tempted. Do you know that? Jesus Christ would not have ever said things like, if you continue my word, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If he too did not have that test, that temptation, that at times, you know, desire to even cool off at times. But he too had to continue. He too had to want to continue. When he prayed about being watchful unto the end, do you think that he didn't understand what he meant? That means he too knew what it meant to be tempted and to go to sleep, to let go of everything and forget the faith and move on with it, let men go back to religion, go back to quarreling and go back to bitterness and go back to the things of the world. Some people are just knocked cold. You know what I mean? Of knocked cold. After something happens and they feel they are no good. All the disciples experienced it. Jesus even all of them experienced it. What did he mean when he says the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak? Within your innermost recess being, there's a desire to love God, a desire to know God. But things around seem to just, you know, overshadow you, dampen your spirit. And you can't seem to kind of get out of that situation. James writes that even Elijah was a man of like passions like us. Elijah was what? A man of like passions like us. Meaning he too, you know, was tempted like us. We're talking here of the spiritual Elijah. The one who will command fire from heaven. Who lived on rugged prophet of God. Who lived on mountain tops. And did great works in the desert. He too was a man of like passions. You know the passions of the flesh? The passions of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. They all had this passion, all this, the flesh in it was there. But the difference is that these men were able to persevere. They were able to keep stand their ground. Was it not Elijah who slept? He was on a 40 days journey into the heart of God, 40 days journey into the wilderness to meet with God. But what happened around where he went to sleep? They too had their own trying periods, trying moments. In this dark world where there is no knowledge of God, to keep yourself can be challenging. But we're saying here that it is not impossible. It is possible to continue in the revelation that you have received from God and to keep it on to the very end so that you can be like those who through faith, who through perseverance, obtained the promise. Hallelujah. Paul says that be ye not slothful. Don't be slothful. Lazy. Don't be lazy, spiritually lazy. But be followers of them. Through faith and you know, who through faith and patience inherit the promise. through faith and patience, they inherit the promise. Not, they didn't just inherit it one day, but through faith and patience, they inherited the promise. And God is faithful. He will bring this thing to pass in your life. Hallelujah. For he says by the Spirit that I come quickly. Of course, I come quickly doesn't mean that he's coming tomorrow. It might be tomorrow for you. It might be this moment for that other brother, but understand that presently I come. It's a continuous progression in God for those who continue on in the confession of the faith. The Lord is always quick to remind us to keep our works unto the very end. Keep the works in Christ unto the very end. Keep yourself spiritually, you know, separate from the world. Keep yourself immaculate and continue in the confession of the faith, no matter the situations you encounter along the way, the provocations by people from without, from brethren. Just take some time to get out into the quiet and be alone with the Lord. And begin to remember the promises of Eden. Remember the promises of fruitfulness, of greatness, of dominion. For the Father has promised a new heavens and a new earth, a new realm. This is the promise, isn't it? Wherein there will be found righteousness, where you can walk in the liberty of the Son of God, who is righteous, who is pure, who is perfect. Hallelujah. Peter speaks about a new heavens and new earth, that we, according to his promise, that the promise is in the new realm. All this is the inheritance of the Son of God, of the seed of Christ in you, a new heavens and a new earth, a new realm where you can walk in with a sense of, you know, how do I put it, completeness, wholeness. See, Bible says that blessed are those who hunger after righteousness, that they shall be filled. Isn't it? The days come where you shall know. Walk in the true liberty of righteousness and love. Those of you who are struggling to get out of certain things, certain hurts, certain pains, the days come when you shall realize these things that you have confessed. It shall come to pass in your life. Praise God. So there has to be continuity. Hallelujah. Having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. But through these promises, we look on with a single eye unto the everlasting hills of God. From whence does my help come from? My help comes in the name of the Lord. My treasure and my hope and everything is in that invisible presence upon the everlasting hills of Zion. Hallelujah. He that has called me is faithful, and he will establish me in that thing that he has called me to. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, I waited upon the Lord and he answered me. Hallelujah. He delivered me from the miry clay, from the sticky miry clay, from the fleshy nature. Hallelujah. He delivered me from that sense of separation. He delivered me from that weakness of the flesh and set me upon the eternal rock to stay. Hallelujah. My feet stand upon that eternal rock. No more fear. No more sense of separation. But I sing the new song of the redeemed of the Lord from age to age. Hallelujah. I sing the song of Moses, the song of liberation, for God is faithful, hallelujah, and comes. Those that are patiently kept the word unto the very end, obtained that promise. For God is not unrighteous. Hallelujah. Praise God. And of course, if you notice the promises of God, in reality, it's simply a restoration of the thing that we all lost as men. Hallelujah. You know, we have the impression that maybe God blesses people. God is blessing you afresh. God blessed you and he doesn't bless that one out there, isn't it? God bless you and doesn't bless. No. What the Spirit of God can simply do in our individual lives is to awaken us to the blessing of God. Because God has already blessed every man. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God generated man in Genesis, when you see Genesis chapter 1, it's a spiritual revelation of the heartbeat of God. God did not create darkness, but God says, let there be light. We create darkness for ourselves when we walk as in the ignorance of men, when we walk in the flesh, when we are influenced by the events of this age. We are the ones that create darkness for ourselves. But God says, let there be light. The light simply comes to reveal something that is already there. The light does not come to put anything there. It simply reveals that which is already there. When God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Hallelujah. Let him have dominion over the works of our hands. Let it be exceedingly fruitful. Multiply, have dominion over all. God never withdrew that blessing from any man. God does not change like us. Man changes today, tomorrow is like this, tomorrow is next, tomorrow God, a man can bless you today and tomorrow he takes it away from you. I've seen cases in court where a father or relation might give a gift to somebody and when something goes wrong between them, he goes to court and he says he wants his gift back. That is man for you. But God does not withdraw anything from you. When God has blessed with an everlasting blessing. Hallelujah. Because in him there is no variableness. God does not change that is like this today and tomorrow he changes tomorrow. No. God is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Hallelujah. Look at the sun out there in the sky. Does it change? Does the sun go out to shine on Buddha people and not shine on Muslims and Christians? Does the sun go out to shine on good people, those who don't murder, and those who murder, it doesn't shine on them? God blesses every man, but a man can lose awareness of this blessing due to a thick blanket covering of ignorance. Praise God. Today, when he says, follow me, he's saying, let me lead you back to your blessings. Let me lead you back to that thing that you lost in your humanity. Hallelujah. If you follow him, he says, let me lead you to the pinnacle of Zion. Let me lead you back into the paradise of God. Let me lead you back into a dimension. That dimension of perfect peace and stillness, where you know that I and the Father are one, that my life is hidden in my Father. Let me lead you back to that place. That's what it means. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us hearken to the voice of the Lord in this hour. Look unto Abraham and Sarah. Hallelujah. Look unto the rock from whence you are healed. Because these are perfect examples of those who obtain the promise. Hallelujah. The womb of Sarah was barren. And how many of us know that today the womb of all men are what? Barren. Or the womb of man becomes barren in the transgression. Because that womb ought to bring forth Christ. That womb ought to bring forth the Son of God. But that thing has been barren in the transgression. Hallelujah. along with the barrenness of the womb, we have the desert situation, the waterless situation, hopeless situation as it seems for some people. It's as if things can never work out. It can never work, it can never be. But God says that with God all things are what? Possible. Hallelujah. Look unto Abraham. I'm reading Isaiah 51. Look unto Abraham. Hearken unto me, ye that fall after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you have been hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you have, you are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone, and I blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he shall comfort all our waste places, and he will make our wilderness like Eden, and the desert like the garden of God, of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving given and the voice of melody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you see, this is the work of God. For those who follow the example of Abraham, Sarah, with perseverance and continuity. Praise God. Because the moment you forget that thing before you, there's a tendency to go back. In fact, a lot of us have gone back, isn't it? But the grace of God picked us up again. Isn't it? Abraham, at his stage, backslided. He went to marry to get another wife. But the grace of God still put him back on track. The very same way the grace of God has put some of us back on track again and again, isn't it? So that we can realize that the true blessing that God has called us to is to inherit the blessings of the new seed, which is Christ in you. Praise God. Christ in you is the consolation throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Realizing the inner spiritual man in what Paul terms the resurrection from the dead. That is the reward for the just, is the resurrection from the dead. It's realizing yourself the way you know of God. Hallelujah. Today the hour has come for every man to lay hold on this thing by faith and walk in it right now. Walk in the new heavens and the new earth right now. Walk in the reality of what the Spirit of God is revealing to you right now. Exercise yourself in it. Have you seen a child walking? When a child starts to walk, what happens? Does he start off to walk immediately and start to run immediately? A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, and the child becomes perfect in that thing that he walks in. Praise God. When this gospel comes to you first, there might be a period where it might not look, you know what I mean? But continuity in it, you shall know the truth about yourself, and that truth will set you free. Praise God. Let us not become weary. Let us not become weary. Let there be continuity in love. Hallelujah. In the midst of a perfect generation, be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong. Don't be discouraged by the numbers. See, we're not called to fanfare. Amen. We're not called to fanfare. The fanfare is seen among the multitudes. Hallelujah. Look at Abraham, was called alone. Bible says here, I called Abraham alone. No fanfare. Let the Spirit of God guide you daily into this thing that he has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Let us not lose the reward. Hallelujah. Let us not lose it. Let us not let these things disintegrate in our minds, but rather let us hold on. Praise God. Hold on. Remember the blood of Jesus. Remember the covering of God. Remember the words of the Lord. He says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Like, he didn't say that just like that. Because the Lord knows it, that many people sense that feeling there. Isn't it? Along the way, at times you feel that the Lord has left you, isn't it? The Lord cannot leave you. He never leaves you. He's always there, tapping you. See, but at times you are distracted. We are carried away. How to make money. Isn't it? We are carried away. Planning for our futures, how to, you know, secure our futures. We're always planning. We're always carried away with the outer, with activities around. Many people begin to faint through fear. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says? The signs of the end. He said many faint through to fear, anxiety. Anxiety. What you will eat, what you will wear, anxiety, who will get married to me? Anxiety for the things of this life. Choke the word of God in you. Hallelujah. That's why, first of all, you must know that you are dead. To come to God, you must first of all know that you are dead. Isn't that what Paul says? Since we are dead, and dead to the world and alive to what? To God. We have to separate ourselves from the affairs and the many, many voices and distractions that this world down there has to offer. New inventions, new things, and new things every day, and all confusion. Separate yourself from these things and come to the quiet. You saw Zacchaeus, what Zacchaeus did. Short man Zacchaeus, he was down there among the crowds. He looked up and saw the tree, a sycamore tree. And he saw that if he could just climb up there, he'd be able to see Jesus unhindered. Now, people like Zacchaeus are not small boys, eh? We're not talking of a small boy. We're talking of somebody like Bill Gates. Somebody who had many, many years of life upon the earth. But he threw all that away just to get to that point where he can just be still and behold Christ. So he's no more distracted, so that his vision is no more blurred. His vision is no more obscured by the ranklings and the shoving and the pushing and the struggling for survival and all the things that men go through down there. A pursuing after the wind. You know, when you wake up one day and discover that all the things that you chase as men, they don't exist. They're just in your mind. You'll be so sorry, so angry with yourself. There's only one thing. Your mind should be focused on that promise. Day and night. Martha, Peter, Martha, Mary, what happened? Martha, running up and down, trying to serve Jesus, trying to serve the guests. Distracted in many, many things. Religious service. Thinking that you can please God with religion. Mary did only one thing, and that's to sit down at the feet. To listen. And to behold. To contemplate the Christ that was before her. That is all that she did. But Mary was up and down. Crusade after crusade. Seated. Conference after conference. This after that. This after that. Jesus Christ says, Mary had chosen the better part. And what she had chosen will not be taken away from her. Let us not be distracted. Many, many activities in this world, they only come to choke the word in you. Keep yourself in the quiet. Keep yourself focused on the promise. Meditating day and night. The psalmist says, I will meditate day and night on your word. Let this thing overtake you day and night. Praise God. Somebody said, but how will I survive? How will I? You see, as you move on in progressing God, there's a way it happens that you can't explain. God will take care of your needs. Praise God. There's a time, the days will come where you're going to even live by the power of God. And solely by the power of God. Solely by the power of God. The days come like that when you've progressed to that dimension. And God keeps his people. You're forgetting that it's the same God that was able to feed the millions. Oh, sorry, the hundreds of thousands in the wilderness for 40 years. Took care of them, sustained them in a waterless wilderness, provided their bread for them, cured their diseases. The shoes that they wore for 40 years did not wear out. We are walking in the miraculous cloud of God. Hallelujah. And we are called today to walk the way they walked. Having our faces set towards the promised land. Having our faces set towards the promise. Hallelujah. Let us not lose confidence. Let us not lose confidence. And the days came, you could not see your brother or your sister in pain, in need. You were always there to help them. When you saw your brother or your sister who had financial problems, you were always there to help, to assist them with the little that you had. Let us not be grow hardened in our hearts and forget the love that you first manifested. Let us not grow cold and weary. But continue in the confession of the faith unto the very end. I tell you, him that has called us is faithful. Hallelujah. There is a company that will stand with harps in their hands. Hallelujah. With victory, singing songs of victory before the throne of God. These are those who have continued, they have persevered unto the very end. Hallelujah. Let us be encouraged, brethren. Let us be encouraged. Don't let the rumors of recession distract you. Recession has always been there. You look back throughout the history of time. Is there a time where there was no problem in this life? If they don't call it recession, it will be called by another name. So don't be distracted. They have always been there. Don't let those things make you afraid. See, there's this ripple of fear that goes around the world. Fear is what governs this world. Fear, uncertainty. That is the spirit that rules in this age that we live in. But that is not your portion, brethren. Hallelujah. Stand your ground and continue in love. Continue well doing. Continue recognizing the Christ in his creation and referencing that presence. God bless you. Father, we glorify your name this morning. Hallelujah. Lift up your people. Remember your first love. Hallelujah. Remember your first love. Don't be distracted. Don't let your spirit be dampened. God is faithful, is ever present. Never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Continue in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let the firepower die off. Don't let the zeal die off. But continue in love, continue in confession of the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Because you are faithful and you bring your people to an expected end of perfect joy and peace unspeakable. To you be all the glory. Amen. Amen. So what did you say? What did the Lord show you while we were praying? Want to share with the brethren?
Praise the Lord. As we conclude the prayers, the Lord showed me a vase of flour with the table. On top of the table were this transparent bowl of water, crystal bowl of water. That was what the Lord showed to me.
Amen. So the Lord showed a flower, a blossoming flower, and by the side of the blossoming flower, the vase, there was a crystal clear bowl with water in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. May we blossom and flourish in the things of God.
Amen.
May we be like that tree planted by the streams of living waters that never go out. Hallelujah. Let the people be watered by truth. Let them be watered by that very life of God. Thank you, Father, for this word. Amen. Amen.
Even the youth will faint and get weary. The young men will utterly fall. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. the Lord.